Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat. Kathy, I'll tell you what, we're getting close to Thanksgiving.
Yes, I love Thanksgiving.
What a blessing of God. Hallelujah. I just dated that one, didn't I? You know, hallelujah. We try not to date things because
it doesn't matter.
We tape on it. But it is. I'm in a good mood because I love the holidays. It's such a blessing. And it's just wonderful. Thank you for tuning in today.
You like leftovers.
And I like the leftovers.
You like snacking.
Yeah, I like the snacking. You know, Kathy tells me, she said, and I got to watch because I've gained some weight. I got to lose this weight. She says, you know, you don't eat a lot on your entree, but you're like a cow. You graze all day long. You know, a little piece here, a little piece there. Then you don't realize how much calorie you eat.
You eat out of my plate.
No, I don't eat out of your plate. You eat mostly ice cream.
That's what you eat. I've nicknamed him the seagull because I never know when he's going to swoop in.
That's it.
And he'll even try to suggest what I order whenever we go out to eat. Don't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
I don't. She lies a lot. Y'all have to pray for her. Praise God. It's just a joke. But anyway.
I'm not laughing.
And the reason why I said that on purpose, would you like to live long?
I would. I plan to live long.
Yeah, well, I'm going to show
you. You may not, but I'm planning. No, I'm kidding.
That's why I said that. I want you to go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Okay. I want to read a verse way down in the chapter, and I'm going to go up. Then I'll go up to the front of the chapter. And it's in verse 13 of Proverbs chapter 3. It says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. In other words, you want to be happy, you got to have some wisdom and some understanding. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. And I want to go to verse 1 of Proverbs 3. He says, my son, that makes me feel pretty good, put me in the family. Forget not my law or my word, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Not just suggestions, but commandments. Why here? Watch this, verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That's a pretty good say. You want to read that in a different...
the Amplified is really beautiful.
Read it. Read it that, says, then I'm going to keep on reading.
My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility, inward and outward, and continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. That's the Amplified classic.
Isn't that a blessing of God, man? That's a wonderful, wonderful.
And you know, I was looking at the Amplified in that other verse you read, verse 13, if you want to
read that one too. Go ahead.
It was so good. It says, happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom and the man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's word and life's experiences.
So the word
of God.
So
that's how you get wisdom is from God's word and life's experiences.
And real long life. Now, I like the next verse. Yeah. And that's verse 3.
Okay.
It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. I believe in mercy. I really do. I believe, you know, people mess up. Give them a second chance. Help people out here.
Mm-hmm.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. Now, why? So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So that automatically adds years to your life. And see, so when you see somebody messing up, instead of just wanting to beat their brains out all the time and be critical to them, you know, help them out. Abraham Lincoln understood that when we had the Civil War and it finished, and the North and everybody was saying, we need to beat these Southern people because they're rebels. And he said, no, this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And he simply just said, and we're going to treat them without malice.
With malice toward none.
With malice toward none. In other words, we're not going to be mad at everybody because we are Americans. I love that. Such a blessing of
God. And you know, the Amplified of verse 3 says that so clearly.
Oh, say it again.
It says, let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth. I went ahead of myself. Let me start again. Let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth. Okay. Shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Bind them about your neck and write them upon the tablet of your heart.
That's just so true. You know.
Yeah, so that's hatred and selfishness is what that's talking about.
I've been royally criticized. I said, Jesse got too much mercy. He's always saying, my God, man, so mercy. You get mercy. What's wrong with that? You know, I don't like to see people hurt. I don't like to see people, the devil beat their brains out. Did they make a mistake? Well, sure they did. But you made them. You may not have got caught, but you made the mistake. See, but I'm talking about living long and being happy. And, you know, I've been royally criticized for being happy. Oh my God, I got God inside me and Christ in me, the hope of glory. Now, well, how do you live happy with all this chaos in the world? The next verse, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now watch this. And lean not unto thy own understanding. The reason why people are always having trouble, because they lean to their own understanding instead of, and they're not trusting God. Well, how do you know God's going to do that? Now you're calling God a liar? No, he said, my word shall not return unto me void. That's what he said. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. So I trust in the Lord. And sometimes it does it look like it's going to work? No, but I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe. You know, our theme in 2024, and I love it, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, no. Then give me a job. I've learned something about God. He don't mind working, and neither do I. And when God tells me to believe for these big projects, I wish they'd be small, but they're in the millions. You know, like Kathy is believing God wants an event center. Well, that's millions of dollars. I'm going to have to build another hangar out there. All that. That's millions of dollars. And I wish it wasn't that expensive, but that's okay if it is. I mean, that's not the issue. But you know what? People say, how you know you're going to get it? Let me ask you a question. How you know I'm not? See, that's the difference. I just trust in the Lord, and I don't lean to my own understanding. I've had some people say, well, man, I mean, you know, times are hard. Well, make them easy. Person said that about inflation the other day. He said, Jesse, how do you handle inflation? I said, make more money. And he looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, let me ask you, do you have a job? He said, yes, sir. I said, do they pay you on a job? He said, yes. I said, then you know how to make money. He said, well, yeah, I never thought of it like that. I said, well, now make more. You might have to do some extra work, do some, I don't know, but you can. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to change your lifestyle because things may be going backwards. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Now, trust that statement. Faith that fact. Ooh, I like that, see? And lean not to your own understanding. I want to read that verse 5 again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Watch this, verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Which means, if that means what it says and says what it means, you're not going to make a mistake because God is directing you. And people say, you seem happy all the time, but I have the Holy Spirit. I like his other name, the Comforter. You know, and people say, why do you believe in the rapture? You know, people are always trying to theologically do something. I said, because Paul the Apostle said, comfort yourself with these words. You've heard me say that on other boardroom chats. See, when you take that out, you take the comfort out. Now, comfort yourself with these words. The other day, Kathy got up. She was feeling pretty good. She said, I'm making a gumbo. Oh, and I thought to myself, that was comfort to me. Now, I don't know. I didn't know I was going to eat it every day for about 4 days, but I did.
And well, you say you could eat the same thing every day.
I was just testing you. And I did not blink. I trusted in her wisdom to make it. And I tell you what, she leaned her own understanding. In fact, she loved it so much, she gave herself a great compliment. She said, that's the best gumbo I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, they say, and you know, it's not bragging if it's true.
Yeah, it ain't bragging. Muhammad Ali used to say, if you brag all the time, he'd say this, if you can do it, it's not bragging.
I mean,
she knocked it out the park. And man, I mean, it was a blessing of the Lord. But you know, I didn't say, oh, please don't do it, because you know, sometimes you blow it and sometimes you don't. No. Most of the time, she don't blow it. That's not the issue. But sometimes all the ingredients may not be as fresh or things of that nature.
That's
you found that out.
I knew that, but sometimes I was just always in a hurry and I just went with what I had and made substitutions. But this time, every ingredient was perfect.
I got to give you a word of knowledge. Faith and hurry are incompatible.
Right.
So stop being in a hurry.
Okay, I'm going to just start sending you to the store.
I don't know what to buy. I have no idea.
You can figure it out. You're smart. I think you can do it. I'm going to let you do it.
Really? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you understand, lean not to you, you just trust in the Lord. So happy is the man that gets this stuff or the person. It doesn't make any difference. I want to keep reading because this is such a phenomenal scripture. I like verse 6 again. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Some people think I'm bragging about this. No, I'm giving God glory. See what I'm saying? When you say, boy, you got that jet. Well, I'm giving God glory. Couldn't have got it without him.
Amen.
Oh, well, you know, but that house, I'm giving God glory. You know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. See, and I acknowledge him in all my ways. and he blesses me in the city, in the field, going in, going out, spiritually, physically, and financially. Then I go to the next verse, and it's just so wonderful, because I don't do this in my own self. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know what that means? That means there's no secret sin here. Think about that for a minute. No secret sin. See what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of preachers right now, boy, have had some secret sin and they're being exposed pretty strong. See? But you know what? But even though what they did is wrong, I don't want them to die and go to hell. I'd prefer to extend a little mercy if possible, especially if people repent. You see? What's that statement that John Hagee told you about repentance? Oh, that's such a wonderful statement, if you can remember it.
I think I can remember it. He says, to extend the grace of God without demanding change makes the word of God an accomplice to evil. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's such a powerful statement.
Because basically you're saying, you know, people really have to repent or ask forgiveness. You know, you can't just forgive if someone hasn't been repentant.
Right.
I think he used it when he said that at the church that day, and I remember Diana wrote it in my Bible because I was so, I loved the way it all sounded. It sounded so good and it was so perfect and so... I think he was talking about how there were women who had maybe had abusive husbands and people just kept telling them, oh, you need to forgive them and just go back. But the husband hadn't repented. The husband hadn't changed. So he didn't want them to go back into a situation where they could get hurt.
And get, yeah, you know, sure.
That was so, anyway, it brought a lot of peace, I think, to a lot of people.
But, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Let me just say it again. To extend the grace of God, because, you know, people like all this free grace. Yeah. It's okay, grace, God's forgiving. Oh, just the free grace. But he says, to extend the grace of God without demanding change makes the word of God an accomplice to evil.
That's a powerful, powerful statement. Yeah. See, so when I like being happy. I enjoy being saved. That doesn't mean trouble don't come. We get trouble all the time. But so what? I know the end result because I read the end of the book. Let me show you what this says. Verse 7, be not wise in thy own eyes, so I don't do that. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's right. Why? Because it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Now, verse 9 I love. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now, why am I a blessed man? Because of that verse. I do that. Mm-hmm. And then verse 10 takes in, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Or in other words, everything I touch prospers. What are you mad at me for? I'm just doing the word of the living God, and I want you to do the word of the living God. So you can be happy as the man that gets this, happy as the lady that gets this. You see what I'm saying? And when you do these things, it's an automatic. It just comes to pass.
You know, the Amplified is good, but this Passion Translation of verse 9 and 10 is powerful. It says, glorify God with all your wealth, honoring Him with your very best, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy.
Ooh, I like that.
Isn't that
beautiful? And that's really true. I mean, I know that God is always thinking on how to bless his children. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he does that all the time. You know, my daughter at the time I'm doing this, she's 53 years old, and she's still my little girl. And I'm always thinking, what can I do to be a blessing to Jody? You do the same thing. And then Meredith, who is at this time 16 years old, we just like being a blessing. Well, do they have enough? Well, sure they do. Is it anything about need? No. Anything about, it's just wanting to be the blessing that you want to be. I want you to read that verse again, that Passion Translation. That's a powerful verse.
That same verse 9 and 10?
Yeah, read that.
It says, glorify God with all your wealth, honoring Him with your very best, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy.
Well, you know, I like to say every dimension of life. I can't think of anything in my life that is lacking in terms of spiritual, physical, or financial. Oh, I always want more of God. But I'm thinking, my Lord, God, you are doing this for me today. People say, well, when you get to heaven, well, wait a minute. Our Father prayer says His will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. So when you understand that, that's God's glorious, powerful word.
Yeah, so this shows you this is God's will. He wants every dimension of your life to overflow with blessings.
Amen.
Every dimension. I love that.
I mean, and I like that. Spiritual, physical, financial. You know, when I go to God, I don't say, oh, Lord, are you mad at me today? No. You know, He loves us. That's not the issue. And all we have to do is believe His word. And He says, honor. And then I like verse 11 too. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, and neither be weary of his correction. In other words, I mean, God's not beating you with a stick and trying to kill you and hurt you. People say, God will kill you. No, he just keep you in the right direction. I remember when Jody was growing up, and you've done it with your children, and they started walking. And, you know, the children, just they love to see things, touch things, move things. And they'd be walking right straight into a table and pop their head. And they don't even realize what you're doing. And you just walk, and you just take your hand like that and move their head, and they miss the table. They didn't realize they're going to get a knot on their head if they
went
that
way. Yeah, you know
what?
So
it's amazing. You do that. Well, God does that.
What happens so often is that they, at one point, they could walk under that table because they were just this tall, but they didn't realize they grew. So every time they grow, when they're growing, developing, they're building these mental maps.
Sure.
So they know, their mind is telling them, yeah, you can clear that table. But all of a sudden they've grown, so now they can't clear the table. So you have to help them kind of scoot around that little table so they don't get hurt. This is a beautiful way that God trains us. He shows us, oh, no, yeah, you can go that way, but let me just help guide you and move you around this problem.
Just little hand here, little hand
adjustments.
There. And it's just amazing. Like Jody, when she'd get off the couch, she would slide off the couch. They'd turn around and they'd slide off, throw their legs off the couch and slide off. Then she got to a point one time, she was jumping off the couch. She wasn't sliding off because she was strong enough to, you know, and had a good balance and things. And we remember those days when she was just a small child. And that's what I'm saying. I never forget the day that she started walking. Mm-hmm. We were in Dallas, Texas. I'll never forget that in that apartment. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting on the floor and just looking around, and she grabbed this thing that a little plastic looking at, and she'd been known to grab something and make it and pull herself up. She pulled herself up, and I saw her kind of shake a little bit like this, you know, and then she put her hand down, and I thought, well, what's she gonna do? And most of the time, she'd just fall. Thank God that those diapers are thick. It always hit their butts. You ever know, boom, boom. But she didn't fall. She took a step forward, and she'd been walking ever since. I mean, she walked all the way across the room to me, and I could tell in her mind, hey, I can do this. And never again did she crawl. She wasn't doing that. She was past that, see? The past never sees the future. Boom, 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 boom. She just started going and been going ever since. That's what I'm saying.
Before she ever walked, though, you and I would lead her by the hand. We'd hold her and guide her. In the same way where you're talking about how God leads and guides us, this walk of faith is a faith walk, but it's a learning process. So you, every step of faith you take, you grow and you learn, but God leads and guides us. And if we're going in the wrong direction, he does correct. I want to read the Passion Translation about the correction, which you just read.
Go ahead.
In verse 11 of Proverbs 3, it says, my child, when the Lord speaks to you, never take his words lightly and never be upset when he corrects you. For the father's discipline only comes from his passionate love and pleasure for you. Even when it seems like his correction is harsh, it's still better than any father on earth gives to his child.
So when I correct you, just remember that
you're not
that
my
verse.
Daddy. You're not my daddy.
I knew that was coming. I tried, ladies and gentlemen. I just thought I'd throw a shot in there.
Well, you know, it goes both ways.
That's right.
I'm not your mama, but sometimes I have to act like
I know
mother.
That's really
she
true.
Forgot a few things.
I'm
finishing the job
off
that she started.
A correction is not a bad thing. You see, actually, it's a wisdom thing. It shows you how to make it do it right. Do it because it's right, and then do right. You know,
right.
It's just such a blessing of the Lord. But and then you eventually get on down to this verse 16. Happy is the man who findeth wisdom, and the man that forgetteth.
Verse 16?
Yeah, verse 13 of Proverbs 3. Happy is the man.
Correct you for a second. What verse was that?
That's verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. I said that on purpose so you can do
it. Yeah, right.
The man that getteth understanding. Hallelujah. See? So Kathy is finally understanding, and it's just such a blessing.
I did.
You just saw her grow here on the boardroom chat. Praise God.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's not hard.
It's amazing. You know, and when I see Kathy, she's always giving me something to do. It reminds me of that song. Every time I turn around, Kathy's giving me something to do. Every time.
When will she give me something to do? Every time.
Every time, you know. And so we just enjoy
it. And I'm just believing you'll stop complaining one day.
Do I complain?
Yes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you complain.
You love living with me.
I do.
Yeah, my God, you should.
I didn't
you
say
get
that.
Everything, you
but
get
at least
everything
I
you want. I don't get everything I want.
Well, Whose fault is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out. Praise God. So when you understand these things, you know, it's such a blessing of the Lord to be happy. What things? You know, everything.
Everything.
Every time I turn
Every
around.
Dimension of your life we talked about.
How many times I used to tell Jody, don't go in there, Jody. Your mama gonna give us something to do. Let's just walk around and stay outside, you know, because mama got something on her mind, you know. And that's okay. Not a thing wrong with that. But when you understand, it goes back to verse 1, my son, forget not my word or my law. And I love that. It's such, but let thine heart keep my commandments. You don't do it because you have to. You believe God's word because you want to, because it's coming from your heart. You see what I'm saying? Everything should come from that heart. Mm. You know, not that I have to do this, do that. I want to thank, I just felt the Lord to thank all our partners. Whew, because you give to this ministry so graciously. It's coming from your heart. That's what really blessed Jesus when he saw that lady with the widow's mite. Everybody thinks it because she gave all she had. No, she gave all her heart. See, she just wanted to do something for God Almighty. I thank you that you want to do things for the Lord through this ministry with your faithful financial support. We're receiving partners into our ministry every day. Why? So we can do more to get this gospel preached. The Bible said when the gospel is preached to the world for the kingdom of God, preached for the world for a witness, they said they have to receive it. That's Matthew 24:14. He said the end shall come. That's what we're doing. We're on an end result. See what I'm saying? And I really believe we're on the last lap.
Amen.
I really believe that. And God is so good and grace. So partners, if you thank you. Me and Kathy, well, there's never a day go by that we don't pray for you. And if you'd like to be a partner, I hope you would. I really do, because none of it goes to me and Kathy. It goes into world evangelism. You can go to jdm.org and hit the donate button if you want to. If you don't want to, don't. If you want to, do. You can use PayPal if you want. Or you can text to give, a one-time donation, or a recurring one. You can go to JDM apps and select the giving you want, or you can mail in your donation by an old-fashioned check, whatever you like to do. 100% of it goes in the world of evangelism. I'm so proud of that because we've been debt-free, and it's so wonderful to be debt-free that we don't have that struggle in any way, shape, or form because we do what we say. And you're looking at two happy individuals that God called to preach this glorious gospel way back when. Lord, almost 49 years. Well, come January 1 of 2025, it'll be 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel. So thank you for all that you do. So do something today. Be a part and believe for the hundredfold. The anointing of increase is on us. I'm telling you, it will come on you. It will bless you. It will honor you because you're honoring God. I believe you got some testimonies you'd like to read.
I do. In fact, since we're talking about partners, this one comes from Julie, who is a partner. She says, thank you, Pastor Kathy and Brother Jesse. I am an e-member of Covenant Church.
Amen.
And a partner in Canada. Please, he says, keep putting out the truth of Jesus.
What
and
a
then,
blessing.
Yeah, and then Claudia, this is one that's been translated from Spanish because everything we do on the platforms are in Spanish as well as English. Claudia says, what a blessed, edifying word that helps us grow spiritually. God bless the Duplantis ministry. I feel part of your congregation from a distance as Praise the body God. Of Christ. Greetings from Argentina.
Oh, what a blessing of
Love
the Lord.
Love that. And then they have Annette's watching from Wellington, New Zealand. Sarah says, hello, Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy from Germany. And then Helen says, watching from South Africa. Ted says, watching from York in the UK. I've been listening to your sermons all day to bless me while I've been at work.
Thank you for doing that. That just blesses me.
And then Liz says, watching from Brisbane, Australia. Thank you for making each day a blessing with your godly wisdom. It really helps me arrive to work in a joyful, and I can handle anything kind of mood.
Praise
Isn't that great?
Lord. No, I love blessing. That. You got any more?
I do have a few more. You have time?
Yeah, sure.
Lydia says, What I love the most about your teachings is how real your relationship is with God and how it's incorporated in your personal lives and ministry.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no fake here. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, what you see is what you get.
That's exactly the truth. And I want to honor God and I want to honor you, especially those partners of mine. Because, I mean, you know, you do so much. And I'm just not going to do those things that, and I'm not bragging on myself that I hear other ministries do. I'm not doing that. Why? Because, you know, I got Christ on my mind, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I believe in a clean gospel is what I'm saying.
Right. God's a holy God, and he calls us to live holy before him.
Yeah.
And it's not hard to do if you put him first in your life. Mary says, I'm so thankful that Jesse answered the call of the Lord to minister to the multitudes because the word he shares comes from the heart of God. The word makes me laugh, cry, be convicted, and be deeply inspired and encouraged all at the same time. It takes an anointing to do all of that, and our Heavenly Father has done just that beautifully through Jesse. Talk about teaching love for God. Wow. I want to love God like that too. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you, Mary. My day today. You got a couple of more. Go ahead,
Rick. Lynette says, I have a lot of your DVDs and CDs as well. I listen to them daily to increase my faith.
Let me talk about DVDs and CDs. I know a lot of people, you can get all the other stuff some kind of way. I keep all my CDs and my DVDs. In fact, I told my staff, go get me a couple of DVD players. They're brand new. I don't use them because if my DVD player goes out, I got one. If they quit making it, I got them. You know, and people say, well, that's going to all go away. You know, I remember when they didn't make any more long play albums. Remember that with the jacket? But now that's coming back. And people can like them jackets, you know. Remember the album you'd pull your record out? And they call it virgin vinyl. And I tell you, I have to say that because I'm a musician. Music sound more better on that virgin vinyl, on that disc, not just the disc of a CD, but on that.
The quality was better?
It's just better. I don't know why it is. And you can ask recording artists, they'll tell you, man, it's amazing. And it's that long play album. So I'm glad, praise God, that people say, wait a minute, I want some of that back. And of course, people that make those things,
they listen to it. It's a good backup. I like having the convenience of the digital. You can watch it in it or listen to it anytime. But the quality is there.
The quality's there.
So we have all of that available, of course, at the store. But all those titles are available digitally. I just love the app. I just am just...
How many messages we have out there,
babe? I think it's 400 or so.
Yeah, so, man, you could really enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I use a lot of humor. And people say, why? It opens up the soul. And I had a man say, you are so funny. I said, you know why? I said, the things that have happened to me have happened to you. And it brings you back to that time you just bust out laughing. See, I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of time does the same things in life, maybe in a little different way, but it's the same thing, the same kind of way of doing something. So if you want to go to that JDM app and just have a Jesse day.
Pick a subject. You can actually go and read the Bible. Actually, if you read, I think there's several translations. I think one of the translations actually read it to you. I like what happens is that when you go to search out a scripture, if there's a sermon that we've already preached that has those that scripture in it, it's like an indexing system, I guess, or a search engine, you'll be able to see that message as well. And so it's really a great compliment to it. I just think enough about it.
I think you got
one. Just
got
to get in there and surf around and check it out. You're going to just love it. You'll be addicted.
Read that last one right there.
Trust me. The last one is so good, and I wanted to end with this one.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's important that we pray for people. There's so many people that maybe I know tune in. They're facing difficult situations.
Yeah.
This is a great testimony of healing. Anne says, what a powerful God that we serve. He healed me from a brain clot on the left side of my brain. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We rejoice with you, Anne.
Let's pray right now.
But then there's so many others that are facing things.
Yeah,
she's been
pray.
Healed. So let's pray for those that are also facing
things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to the throne of grace with this petition and supplication with thanksgiving. Satan, I get great pleasure in telling you to get under people's feet, that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind you today. Jesus, you took our infirmity and bore our sickness, and by your stripes we were healed. I ask you to touch everyone that has any infirmity or ailment or anything in their body right now.
Yes, Lord.
I speak healing to faith destroys all distance between us and them right now.
Amen.
We decree it, we declare it, we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it shall be. Also, Lord, I like to add, I ask you to help them spiritually if they're down, and physically and financially,
whatever they may need, Lord, every dimension of their life.
Every dimension. We decree it and declare it today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, we celebrate something that's coming up next week, and that is Thanksgiving. And if you live in a country that doesn't do that, you ought to have a Thanksgiving Day. Create you one. Call some friends, cook a meal, sit and just thank God for all the wonderful things He's done. He said, I don't have much. It don't take much. One man said, I ain't seen anything wonderful. You got up today. Every day above ground's a good day. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a minute. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I thank each and every one of you for watching these boardroom chats. They're designed with you in mind. And let me tell you how we do these things. I mean, I'd just be walking across the parking lot. I don't know what I'm going to say. And I usually ask Kathy. She said, that's for you to do. You know, every once in a while, she'll tell me a subject. But as a rule, I just say, Lord, what do you want to talk about? Bam. And I just go to the Bible and He says, start talking. And people say, they learn so much. We believe in revelation knowledge here. Mm-hmm. And it's such a blessing. So once again, partners, thank you for all that you do. I hope if you're not a partner, that you become one. And I want you to receive the 30, the 60, the 100-fold, the 1,000-time return. Amen. It's such a blessing. Until next time, mm-hmm. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.